You're listening to SBS News.
Advocates for asylum seekers are lobbying the federal government on behalf of more than 13,000 people they say are at risk of losing government support. 10 groups, including the Refugee Council of Australia, the Salvation Army, the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre and the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, say they're getting increasing calls for help because of tightened eligibility requirements around a government program. The program is the so-called Status Resolution Support Service, which involves payments of less than $35 a day and casework support for people awaiting news on their immigration status. The groups claim the government has indicated the number of asylum seekers receiving the benefits could be reduced to as few as 5,000, mostly in metropolitan Australia. They're calling on the government to stop tightening the rules. Asylum Seeker Resource Centre Chief Executive Konkara Panagiotidis says the gradual restrictions are already stretching his centre's services.
We are seeing families turning up homeless. We are seeing single parents turning up homeless. We're seeing pregnant women turning up homeless. We're seeing women fleeing domestic violence homeless. At our organisation, we're housing 245 people a night, 84 of which are children. If there are further cuts to income support, we're going to see hundreds of homeless children, thousands of homeless families. What are we meant to do?
The Refugee Council of Australia says since last August, further changes to the government program have dramatically reduced the number of people eligible for support. They say that's set to continue and will affect more people. Iranian-Kurdish refugee Sarvenaz Almazi from Melbourne says she was cut off from the safety net supporting her study on the day of her university orientation in February. The Australian government has approved her status as a refugee in October, and she was one of the few refugees to gain a scholarship, but she lost her benefits upon receiving a Safe Haven Enterprise visa. She says that resulted in homelessness and hardship.
And I was forced to choose between survival and studying. And because I chose studying, I had to suffer, sadly. Over the past 6 months, I had to reach to so many support services who've been kind enough to help me. I was homeless for a point of time. I was struggling to support my family, but at the end, with the help of so many organizations supporting me, my university was kind enough and generous enough to offer me a part-time job. And after 6 months of suffering, now I can survive.
The call for the government to reverse the stricter requirements comes as the Refugee Council of Australia launches a new report entitled With Empty Hands, How the Australian Government is Forcing People Seeking Asylum to Destitution. The Refugee Council says further eligibility restrictions would lead to a 60% cut in the number of people receiving any kind of support. The government has indicated people who have work rights and do not meet an extremely high threshold of vulnerability are expected to get work and will lose support from the program. Australian Council of Social Services Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie says she does not support any further cuts to support.
We urge the government to listen to the heartfelt pleas from right across the Australian community to say, please do not go ahead with this. Let's remember, we are one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
The Department of Home Affairs says in a statement, the Status Resolution Support Service is not a social welfare program. The department says it's only designed to provide short-term, tailored support to those with demonstrated barriers to resolving their immigration status. The statement says individuals on bridging visas with work rights and the capacity to work are expected to support themselves while their status is resolved. It says assessment of recipients' eligibility is underway, and no recipients have been cancelled from the program due to the review process yet. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.